The meaning of the union of great bliss and emptiness, symbolized by the Dharma wheel, is that through the force of meditation, one's own mind of great bliss and emptiness become non-dual. So this is what union means. Two things become one. So I'll just repeat. The meaning of the union of great bliss and emptiness, symbolized by the Dharma wheel, is that through the force of meditation, completion stage meditation, one's own mind of great bliss and emptiness become non-dual. Just one. So because we don't understand this, Geshe-la gives us an analogy like two spaces mixed together. Our mind of great bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena. They're like two spaces mixed together. So our mind of great bliss, through training in through the force of meditation, our mind of great bliss and emptiness become non-dual, one, the union of great bliss and emptiness, like two spaces mixed with each other. This is extremely profound and subtle. Subtle means when you come across subtle in our Dharma teachings, subtle means difficult to understand. This is extremely profound and subtle. And these days, those who understand the meaning of this union through experience are as rare as stars appearing during the day. So this is going to become us. This is our aim. We are following a Kadampa master for whom he's guiding us through heart instructions to his own experience, the union of great bliss and emptiness. So Geshe-la says, I'd like to read it all and we'll just start TTP on the oral instructions of Mahamudra. But this is GP, it's Wednesday nights. I need to keep going. Just a tiny bit more. This is only page 6 of the oral instructions of Mahamudra. Great bliss is appearance, and emptiness is empty. The union of these two is the union of appearance and emptiness. Wonderful. So then Geshe-la says, when we realize that appearances and emptiness are non-dual of one nature, like two spaces mixed together, we hold this profound knowledge or experience day and night without ever forgetting it. By doing this, so this is where the Vajra comes in on the top of the temple, by doing this, training in the union of appearance and emptiness, the union of great bliss and emptiness, by doing this, we will finally be able to abide forever in the vast space of the union of appearance and emptiness as a Haruka. This is the union of Haruka. Thus we will have attained enlightenment. So the Dharma wheel and deer and the Vajra are symbolizing this extraordinary development. Buddha's inviting us, do this, train like this, train in the stages of highest yoga tantra, and just like magic, in a magical way, because we've met the Ganden oral lineage of the oral instructions, we can accomplish this in one short life. Seeing the temple and the symbolism is reminding us of this. So it makes us so joyful. Geshe-la says, in short, when through the force of meditation our mind transforms into the mind of great bliss, and this mind realizes emptiness directly, this is the union of great bliss and emptiness, symbolized by the male-female deer and the Dharma wheel. This union of great bliss and emptiness is the actual realization of Mahamudra. Initially, meaning example, meaning clear light, that then will become actual enlightenment in this life. Many of Jaisongkhapa's disciples and their disciples in turn became enlightened Buddhas in their lifetime by attaining the realization of the union of great bliss and emptiness through practicing these instructions of the Ganden oral lineage. So how much encouragement we receive if we understand the meaning of these symbols. So then, just briefly, when Geshe-la says, through progressing in this union of great bliss and emptiness, training in the Mahamudra, you will attain the five omniscient wisdoms of a Buddha.